I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly,
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey, welcome to the Shakir Hussein Show. This is the show for aspiring entrepreneurs, experienced entrepreneurs, and people looking to quit the 9-to-5 and make a full-time income working from anywhere. As you probably already know by now, I'm here to share with you how to make money, how to have a lot of fun, and how to actually make a difference in the world. And I'm very glad and grateful and thankful that you're here, because this is your time right now. This is your time to give more, to be more, to do more, and to finally unleash your full potential. In the Shakir Hussein Show, I'm going to go deep behind the scenes of what it takes to go from zero to making your first six figures, and then to making your first seven figures, and then to even making your first eight figures. I'm going to share with you the mistakes that I've made that has cost me money, stress, being overweight, and 101 other challenges that you don't want to go through. Okay, so hopefully by listening to these podcasts that I'm going to be releasing on a day-to-day basis, my goal is to help you empower yourself, educate yourself, so you can live the best life that you truly desire, deserve, and dream about. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? I am excited. It's Shakir Hussein here from the Shakir Hussein Show. Boom, boom, pow, let's go. So today I want to talk about the number one plague that is like a mental prison amongst entrepreneurs, and not just entrepreneurs, but everyday average people that I think holds them back so much. I'm going to share with you one valuable lesson that I invested over $25,000 to learn that has completely radically changed my life. And that is a concept of what's called, or what I'm calling, comparisonitis, okay? Because I like to come up with words and I like to invent words. So that's another word I've invented. And what does comparisonitis mean? It's essentially when you compare yourself to the people around you, or to people that you look up to. Maybe it's an industry leader, maybe it's a guru, maybe it's whatever, some sort of authority in your marketplace, in your life. And at the deep down inside of yourself, no matter what you do, it's just not good enough, because there's someone else that's already doing it. There's someone else that's already much more powerful at it. There's someone else that's just killing it. There's someone else that just, you know, has more money, has more results, has bigger lifestyle, whatever the case may be. And I'll tell you how I first discovered this, and I'll be the first to confess right now that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've suffered this for a long, long time. And guess what? Sometimes I still do. And guess what? It sucks. It really, really sucks. But I'll tell you this one thing that's going to hopefully change it for you. And so I think it must have been maybe 2010, something like that, long, long time ago, about 7 years ago, six, 7 years ago, when I first started making money online. Most of you probably already know by now that I was very blessed and very fortunate to make my first $1 million in less than 3 years, okay, from scratch. I think I was about 23, before I was 24, I'm sure. I made my first $1 million, but here's what happens, right? So I'm working really, really hard. I'm following all the gurus. I'm learning. I'm networking. I'm traveling around the world. I'm going to Las Vegas. I'm going to a gazillion countries. I'm attending every single event I can get my hands on. I'm working 18 hours a day. And at the time, I have two employees, two amazing guys who are still very close to me in my life right now. And I had two people from the Philippines, and they are still there with me. They still work for me. It's strong, 7-8 years strong, right? So I have a team of five in total, and I'm staying in this attic. Okay, I'm not staying, sorry. I'm working from this attic, which I had to pay £50 a month rent, which is like $80 a month. And I remember when we first moved in, I used to struggle to pay that. And slowly but surely, you know, we started building the business up, doing $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month, and then to even $100,000 a month, all from this tiny little attic that was opposite my parents' house, which was part of a garage that was extended into a two-bedroom loft attic, whatever it was. And I'm so ever so grateful for the auntie that let me stay there. I'd still give her thanks when I see her. And so what happens is, I'm grinding out. You know, they say your first million is the hardest, and trust me, it is. It gets easier after that, and I've been very blessed to do well over $25 million in sales just in the last few years. But I remember that first $1 million, I was working day in, day out, like every single, I used to sleep with my laptop, wake up with my laptop, I drool over my laptop, I just it was just absolutely crazy. Okay, and so here's what happens. One day, we're working so hard, and I remember finding out, you know, we had done like $800,000, okay? $800,000 in sales and commissions and all of this stuff. And I'm so excited. I'm trying to get to the $1 million, get to $1 million. And there was a part of me, well, I seen my friends at the time. They were absolutely killing it. They had set up a company, two guys, one from Costa Rica, one from America, from Florida, okay? And you know, these were guys very close to me. And so, you know, after making about $800,000, there's some part of me that just felt like, I don't know if quitting is the right word, but I just like stopped counting the money. I mean, it was, I stopped kind of counting what was going in, what was going out, because I started comparing myself to them. And I remember we stopped counting, and then we passed $1 million. And what's more, we passed over $1.2 million. And I remember one of the guys comes in and he's like, "Shaq, yo, I've just checked out the stats. Man, we've done it. Like, you know, you've done it. You've hit the $1 million. You hit $1 million. You're a millionaire." And, you know, one of the first things I did was, I remember telling my dad, and my dad was like, "Son, you sure?" I was like, "Yeah, Dad, you know, I hit it." And he was like, "Okay, well, make sure you don't tell no one." And I remember very clearly, whilst everyone was celebrating and I was like having that quick moment of, you know, it's pretty good, yeah, smiles, inside I didn't feel good at all. And you probably be thinking, what the heck, Shaq? Like, you work so hard, you hit $1 million, it's the dream that most people have. And I was so fortunate to do it, you know, at 23, 24 years old. And I remember thinking to myself, you know what, this is nothing, because my friends just did $65 million in sales. And it was at that moment that I realized, wow, there's something not right about this. How can I work so hard, make $1 million, and then still feel like shit? There's just something not right about this. And I started looking, I started learning, I started finding mentors and coaches, and I was so blessed to come across this one man called Dan Sullivan. Some of you will hear, I've spoken about him at all of my events and seminars and workshops. I talk about him pretty much all the time, and this guy completely changed my life because he started talking about this concept called filling the gap. And I had never ever heard of this concept before, okay? But he talked about this concept called filling the gap. And what filling the gap essentially means is instead of looking at where you're at right now and where you want to get to, because naturally when you feel like you want to get somewhere, it's the future, right? It hasn't happened yet. It's just in your mind, but it hasn't happened yet. And so what the filling the gap concept teaches is essentially, instead of looking at the future and what you don't have, how do you look at the past and tell yourself how far you've come? Some of you listening to this right now, you know, you're probably starting internet marketing, and you know, you maybe don't have, you know, your first $10,000 a month, or you maybe haven't made your first $1 million, or whatever your goals and desires are. Maybe you haven't hit it, and every single day you wake up and you feel like, you know, what you're doing is not enough, what you've achieved is not enough, who you are is not enough. Well, I'm here to say, if you start practicing this exercise, it's going to change the way you view things, okay? And when I started doing the filling the gap exercise, here's basically what I did. Every day, I would take an account of where I actually started. So I remember having this big whiteboard in my bedroom when I used to live with my parents. And yes, I lived with my parents until I made about, I don't know, $10 or $15 million, which is crazy, but pretty much working from my mother's kitchen table, which is a story for another day. But I remember thinking to myself and writing on the whiteboard, at 20 years old, my ambition was to become a plumber. Yes, it was. I thought to myself, at the time in the UK, where I'm from, there was this huge thing about plumbers. And I thought to myself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to learn what it takes to become a plumber. So I got a job with a construction company, actually, which was owned by my dad. And my dad used to pay me $55 a day, which is about £35 a day. And I'd work 8-10 hours a day, literally doing bricklaying, construction work, plastering, painting, decorating, making cement, carrying a ton of bricks. You know, it was just all of those things. And what had happened was, I wrote that down at 20 years old, I was going to become a plumber. At 21, I discovered internet marketing. And 21, 22, 23, I'm pretty sure it was 23, I had made my first $1 million. Okay, first $1 million. And I wrote it out. So every single day, I would wake up and I'd feel grateful because I was filling the gap. And I wasn't comparing myself with anyone else. I wasn't comparing myself with all the guys and girls I was learning from. I wasn't comparing myself with all the gurus speaking on stage, making tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. I was just comparing myself to where I was. And I'm telling you this right now. Think about it. Maybe you started internet marketing. Maybe you started entrepreneurship 3 months, 6 months, 12 months ago. Look at how far you've come. And be grateful for how far you've come. So even now, sometimes I look at myself and I compare myself to, you know, my friend, one of my best friends who's done over $210 million or something in his company. And when I feel like that, guess what I do? I fill in the gap. I tell myself, you know, the only person I need to outbeat is myself. The only person I need to impress is myself. And God, but that's not a person. But anyway, the only thing I got to focus on is, am I doing my best? And am I working to beat my previous best record? I'm not about trying to compare myself with who's doing what. I'm not trying to go out there and compare myself so that I feel insecure and I have low self-esteem and I struggle and I don't do what's needed, you know, because here's what happens when you start comparing yourself. A lot of the times you get stuck in a state of procrastination, a state of analysis by paralysis. You get stuck in a state of, oh, but the other person is doing so well and I'm not doing so well, you know. And what happens is you start taking it so personally, you start thinking there's something wrong with you. Maybe, you know, you think you're not smart enough. Maybe you think you're not wise enough. Maybe you think that you've made all these mistakes and you're a failure in life. I know this because that was me. I used to compare myself all the time. So I'm here to give you permission. If you suffer from that comparisonitis syndrome, that disease, you must cut it off. And the way you cut it off is by filling in the gap. Take time every single week. For me, it's usually Sunday evenings or Monday mornings when I do my team call. When I do my team call, I take some time out to reflect on what's going well. So when I start my team meetings once a week, every single Monday, 10 a.m. UK time, and all of my team from all over the world are chiming in, I'm showing up. I'm showing up as a leader. I'm showing up even if I don't feel like it. I'm showing up even if I'm traveling around the world. I'm showing up. It doesn't matter what the excuse is. Excuses be gone. I'm showing up, and guess what I do? I tell them the positive focus. And guess what? Sometimes I'm, you know, in my business, we do $200,000 in a single week. And sometimes I'm not even happy with making $200,000 in a single week. Okay, I know that sounds kind of crazy for most of you listening, but that's the honest truth. You know, I just have high standards for myself. So, you know, I'm trying to get to $3 million to $5 million a month in my business. But sometimes I don't hit my goals. And guess what? I feel like nothing's working. And although I'm, you know, still generating $600K to $800K to $1 million in a month, sometimes I forget that and I forget to be grateful. So guess what I have to do? I have to go find out the positive things that has happened, even if it's the smallest things. Even if it's the smallest things, I gotta ask myself, hey, what's going on, Shaq? What's the positive focus? What's happened that's positive that you can share with everyone? That you can share with everyone so that it lifts the team up, you know? And so every single week, this is what I do. Now, this is what I'm going to recommend you do. Take some time out. Schedule this in. Schedule this in so that you can... That's the police car behind me. Excuse me. I'm in the car recording this podcast for you guys. Hope you're enjoying this. Hope you're enjoying it. You feel my energy. You feel my passion. Because honestly, I'm so passionate about this. Because I know it's something that affected me so much in my life. And hopefully even one person feels like this resonates with them, you know. Send me your feedback. I'm open. You can send me feedback at shakirhussain.com. Make sure you're on my newsletter. If you're not on my newsletter, go and join 300,000 other people that get my daily newsletter. You know, I've been emailing pretty much 5-6 times a week for the last 7 years. Go ahead and subscribe. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Go to shakir.com, shakir.com. Anyway, I think I'm driving, and honestly, I'm lost whilst driving because I've been driving in circles for the last 10 minutes, but I had this thought in my head and I wanted to share it with you. Get rid of the comparisonitis that's plaguing your mind, my friend. You're bigger than this. You deserve more. You're stronger than this. And honestly, it's such a fulfilling and freeing feeling when you operate from a place of pure authenticity where you're just trying to do your best. And that's all I'm going to leave you with. Hope you enjoyed this podcast at the Shakir Hussain Show. Be sure to subscribe to my newsletter at shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I appreciate you listening in. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Go and leave me a review if you enjoy this. And I will see you on the next podcast on the Shakir Hussain Show. Peace. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff. And that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.